Good morning, Rabbi Sai. Our limud of halacha every day is as a schus for the refuah of Yosef Dov ben Chayla. He should have a refuah shleima b'korah b'soich kol sha'ar chayla Yisrael. So we've been learning until now about chodosh, and we learned about that the oimer was matir chodosh everywhere. Of the five grains, if anything that took root before Pesach comes the korban oimer, it's matir it. And then if you reap it, it finishes off growing during the next year, and you reap it and you store it and whatever it is, until next Nisan, everything is Yoshon, because it took root before the Korban Oimer. Anything that takes root after the Korban Oimer, if you plant something today, then you can't eat it until next year's Korban Oimer. Then it becomes Chodosh until next year's Korban Oimer, and the next year it will be Mutar. There's one exception to the rule, and the exception is the Shtei HaLechem. And the Shtei HaLechem is something that we need to understand, because in Mir Tashem we will have a Beis HaMikdosh, we'll have Moshiach and Beis HaMikdosh Biz Shavuos. Yeah, we've got another, what's today, 21. So another 4 weeks to go exactly, yeah. So within 4 weeks Moshiach can come in, and we can, Mir Tashem, we should have the Shtei HaLechem. What is the Shtei HaLechem? The Shtei HaLechem is the only mitzvahs asay. You know, we always say that we have no mitzvahs on Shavuos. We've got minhogim, but no mitzvahs bizman hazeh, which is true. We have minhogim, but we don't have mitzvahs. But in Zman HaMikdosh, there was one mitzvah, the Oiraisa, which we had to perform on Shavuos, and that was the bringing of the Shtei HaLechem, two breads. There were two breads that were brought in the Beis HaMikdosh, and they were brought from Chittim. They weren't brought from wheat. They weren't brought from barley like the Omer. They were brought from wheat. We can go through the details, but Bekitza, and they came together with korbonos. And those breads were baked on Erev Shavuos, and they were made from new chitim. They were made from new flour, which was wheat flour. And the minhag was, if you like the minhag or the halacha, I'm not sure exactly, was that in the Beis HaMikdosh, that they did not use the Yoshon after the Omer in Chittim. They waited until Shavuos. In other words, in the same way that the Omer was matir, all the Yoshon that had been taken root before Pesach, on second day Pesach, when they brought the Korban Omer, or the day of the Omer when there's no Beis HaMikdosh, is matter everything that grew until then. Nevertheless, in the Beis HaMikdosh, they didn't yet use any chitim from this year's fresh crop, if you like. We didn't use any chitim, which was chodosh. They didn't use the yoshon. They didn't use the yoshon. Last year's crop, they were still machmir. They didn't say that from the second day Pesach onwards, like everybody else, we can eat chitin that took root before Pesach. They waited until after the mincha chadosha. The pasuk says, "Amar Hashabbos Hashviyas Tisbaru Chamishim Yom." We say that every day. Yeah, v'kraftem mincha chadosha l'Hashem. That after the 50 days, you are going to bring a mincha of chadosha, and this was. It was like a mincha, it was a korba mincha, except that none of it went on the mizbeach. The entire bread, everything after it was baked, the Mishnah in Menachos speaks in a few places, in different places, about the korban mincha chadosha, that the korban, what we call the shtei halechem, these two lechems, each of them was 7 tfochim long and about 4 tfochim wide. And I've forgotten, I think half, I can't remember how high it was. The Mishnah says exactly how high it was. It was a square bread, and some people have a minhag because of that, that on that for Shavuos, they bake challahs which are square, as a zecher to the Shtei HaLechem, or oblong. Yeah, because it was oblong, it was 7 by 4. So they were oblong. Some people have that minhag that on Shavuos, if people, I don't know whether you can buy them in the shops, but ladies who bake at home, bake them in a flat tin. Yeah, and therefore they can get what's called, it had four corners, and it was nechal lakoinim. None of it went on the mizbeach, it was nechal lakoinim, but it did come accompanied by a number of korbonos. It did come accompanied by a number of korbonos, and later we'll talk about exactly how many korbonos went with it, and the tenufa, and all sorts of things, a whole ceremony. But there was such a thing as shtei alechem, and the connection with what we've been learning till now is that whereas everything, all Chodosh became Yoshon at Oimer, but in the Beis HaMikdosh, they were makpid that chitin remained issa chadosh until Shavuos. And then when they brought the mincha chadosha, the shtei alechem, then chitin became like everything else.
Started at the Turaway, Northwest London, Sunday, Vov Iyar, 21st Adioma, 4th of May, Rabbi Yeshua Krika Shlita, Ishaya Tanach, Doeg Vadomi. This week's Torah is sponsored by family Chesna, Lichwed Simcha Bar Mitzvah of Uriel Chesna Nerior, whose Bar Mitzvah took place yesterday. He wrote in Shuha Rod, was Kenner Rav Nachman, the Kondiyasa, plus him. Kuz Hashvim, Vachalim, Bar Milchamo, Shachzul, Botem, Le Shalom, Bim Heiro.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Thank you for the opportunity. So the topic, Doeg HaDoimi, now I'm sure we all understand why that is relevant to the parashas that we just read, and actually the parashas to come. And obviously we're going to explain. But I'd like to start by saying that really it is, I would say, Becheridas Kodesh trepidation, fingers trepidation, I approach this topic, because, yes, on the one hand, Doeg HaDoimi stands out, as we've learned Perichelik recently, we know as being listed as one of those Shein Lehem Chelik Lo'ilam Habo. And, of course, the reasons we know, Chazal, various places, Medrash and Asa, etc., actually says, points out, that Doeg al-Lashoino Nitrad. Doeg met his downfall, held accountable because of a very of Lashon Hara. And, as we're going to explain, we'll see the background to that. And that was the basis, as Gemara says, Ein Chelik Lo'ilam Habo. Now, on the other hand, even though, as we see described, Doeg HaDoimi in that way by Chazal, Gemara in Chelek, when it starts explaining about Doeg, it says that it's also to be Mesape Bignus. A person's not allowed to be Doeg about Doeg in a negative way. And Gemara immediately, when it brings the Pasuk of Tehillim, the Perek of Tehillim, Perek Nun Beis, which David HaMelech devoted to his challenges that he faced through Doeg, immediately we see the Gemara darshaning, the Psukim, in a way which speaks in a positive way about Doeg. As it says, Amatzeach, Maskele David, Vavoy Doeg Vadoimi, Vayage Doshol, as we'll explain the background of this. And David HaMelech then says, Matis Halel Baro'o Hagiboy. Why? Are you David HaMelech speaking evil? Hagibor, the mighty one. Now the Gemara Darshan is Hagibor, referring to actually who's this mighty one? To Doeg. And the Gemara says David HaMelech is saying, Lo Gibor Vatoira Ato, are you not mighty one in Torah? And then as we explain what David HaMelech was saying. So the Gemara, therefore, we see Darshan's psukim in a way which shows the positive side of Doeg. So therefore, speaking about this, of course, we have to very careful, we're still speaking about Gedolei Olam, see the Gemara shows us. And just and not only that, that Mishnah which says, the list, the Elu She'en Lehem Chelek Lo'ilam Habo, and one of them is Doeg, in fact, it's not really the end of the story even. Because a few daf later, the Gemara says, Doeg She'er Shumois Oimrim, so Chazal Darshan, the mysteries they say, that ultimately, he does have a share in Habo. Okay? So we see even that mission is not the end of the story, and Hashem will try and explain what happened. Ein lechelek lo'ilam habo, then it seems that, in fact, yesh lechelek lo'ilam habo. So that really just shows us, of course, when speaking about, here today we're speaking about Doeg HaDoimi, really takes us to be done with trepidation. And most importantly, to do it, as we said, as Hashem will try and do, based on the words of Chazal, to try and interpret the things that Chazal teach us. And try to stick to that and learn the lessons. Okay, so basically what we're trying to do today is not some chalila historical overview about Doeg HaDoimi, but to try and follow the messages, the drashas that Chazal make, and see how what it can teach us. So, with that in mind, I think a good place to start to try and understand the background of Doeg HaDoimi, what he was held accountable for, and the lessons we can draw from that. And then, Bezum, if we have time, hopefully to go into the how and the why. Doeg HaDoimi was, as we said, fell into that trap of Lashon Hara. The good point to start is where, one of the places where we really find that Doeg was held accountable. And that was, we all know, the episode in Shmuel, Aleph, where David HaMelech is on the run from Shaul HaMelech. David HaMelech falls out of favor with Shaul HaMelech. So the whole parish in itself to understand what happened. But, as we know, David HaMelech fell out of favor. And he has a fugitive now fleeing. He was with his men, with his entourage, and he had no supplies, no weapons. He finds himself a place to hide in the city of Noiv. Noiv Ir HaKoyanim. Now, Achimelech, the Kohen Gadol, he sees David HaMelech. David HaMelech is well known as being son-in-law of the king, a mighty warrior. As we said, he led in battle, thousands of people, really prestigious person in the household of Shaul HaMelech. And Achimelech is surprised to see David HaMelech coming in, no supplies, no food, no weapons, and says, is this really someone who's the way that you should appear? Is it looking like a fugitive? Now, David HaMelech, of course, can reveal that actually he was running Shaul HaMelech. And he basically covered the fact that he was hiding from Shaul HaMelech. Okay, so Achimelech had no idea that Doeg was a fugitive running from Shaul HaMelech. And then David HaMelech asked for supplies and food. You see, and the food that there was, the Lechem Haponim. Okay, so we're going to come back to that, from which he was allowed to eat, Farshim explained. And the Pasuk relates, Shom Ish Me'avdei Shol, in the city of Noiv, Ir HaKoyanim, which all the Ruchnius, the Kedusha that was going on there, it says, Ne'etza Lifnei Hashem, and there was someone there, Ne'etza, was like literally locked away, he had locked himself away there. Farshim explained, Lifnei Hashem, Lasik Batoira, Rashi says, Vishmai Doeg HaAdoimi, his name was Doeg HaAdoimi, Abi HaRoyim, Asher L'Shol. Explain what that means. Abi HaRoyim, Chazal explained, of Shol. Here was Doeg HaDoim, we find, sit in the city of Noiv, whilst David HaMelech's fugitive was coming, I guess, undercover and to hide from Shaul HaMelech. Okay, so then David HaMelech said he gets a sword from Goliath and he moves on. Now Shaul HaMelech later on gets wind of the fact that David HaMelech is somewhere hiding. And he tells his servants that, I know you're hiding something from me. Why are you hiding where David HaMelech is, keeping a secret from me? So he says, what? Has David HaMelech promised you some special rewards? Why are you hiding this from me? You're rebellious, you're rebelling against me. And he goes on, he tells them, why is no one telling me? Here the Pasuk says, Vayan Doeg HaDoimi, Doeg HaDoimi answered to this. And he said, I saw the Ro'isi is Ben Yishai, going to Noiv, to Achimelech. And here he told Shaul HaMelech, he had sworn him and he saw how Achimelech helped him, gave him the sword. And from that, of course, led to Shaul HaMelech seeing Noiv and Achimelech as Moirid B'Malchus, hiding fugitive from the king, and when he commanded, gave the command to go and kill Noiv Ir HaKoyanim. So here we see Chazal, this is one of the examples, as we said, this week's Edra, Chareimus is Luselich Rochil. The Gemara uses this as a prime example of the impact, terrible impact of Lashon Hara. And this is one of the reasons that we see Doeg HaDoimi was ultimately held accountable for this revealing, what's considered as Rechilus, to Shaul. Now, okay, looking at this parasha, of course, the way we see it, Tanakh related to us, it wouldn't seem so obvious that Doeg was really doing something wrong. In fact, he was of course telling the truth. Ramban and Parashat Bereishis actually lists a medrash which puts the Nochosh, Bereishis, the Meraglim, and Doeg, all three said the truth, and they were ne'evad, they were lost from this world, they were punished. So among those three, we'll see the common denominator, Mr. Shem, was Doeg. He was saying the truth. Not only that, he was essentially ordered to by Shaul HaMelech. We'll see, Doeg had an important role and loyal to Shaul HaMelech. He saw Shaul HaMelech, but essentially ordered them to. He said, what's going on? How long? Joshua's speech he gave. So he was saying the truth and he was saying it to be loyal to Shaul HaMelech, and yet we find that he was held accountable for this Lashon Hara and for the events which followed. So obviously this is one lesson in severity of Lashon Hara, but something which wouldn't appear should have been held against Doeg Nonetheless, we find Chazal uses this as a prime example of the terrible effects and impact of Lashon Hara. So to start with, before we try and understand a little bit more what was going on there, let's just take the practical lesson in terms of the impact and the lessons about Lashon Hara. So first of all, I think a lesson that we find is that the justification that we think is a justification to reveal some information isn't always going to be held as being a valid justification. Here we find, the justification, Shaul HaMelech needs to know this information. He was fugitive. Nonetheless, he was held accountable for this. And I think to understand why, in this context, Doeg was held accountable, is because understanding the context of what would be the impact of revealing this information. Here was Shaul HaMelech, the king of Klal Yisrael, the most powerful man. So of course, giving any information is going to have a tremendous impact. So if when one has a question of what information to divulge, even true information, even might be considered necessary, another factor that we see here, one person has to weigh up, is, am I allowed to divulge this information, is what is the impact? And therefore, where we find there is going to maybe be an outsized impact, maybe that means the person shouldn't divulge the information. And maybe leave things to the hashgacha of the Ribbono Shel Olam. An example perhaps might be, a person might know some personal private information about someone in Shidduchim. They might feel it's really important to reveal this to a Shadchan. However, of course, if this is a Shadchan, that can have a tremendous impact on this person's chances of finding a Shidduch. The person here has a real question, and the person's maybe doing it out of good motives, but the impact might be Chalila destroys one's chances for Shidduchim. Maybe a person shouldn't volunteer the information, like Doeg did, volunteer it. Maybe a person should say, okay, there's a Ribbono Shel Olam in the world, I don't need to be the one who Chalila leave this lasting impact, a negative impact on someone. Maybe leave it to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Okay, so this is perhaps a lesson that we can see in terms of whatever justifications a person has, or to weigh up against the potential impact. Who are you saying information to? Okay, the person asks a Shaydus Rav. I'm just trying to bring out perhaps one of the lessons that we can see, because I did consider this an Aveir of Lashon Hara. So that is one, as you said, coming from a practical perspective, how we can see a lesson in how to conduct ourselves when there's a risk of Lashon Hara. So that's what we find, as we see, this was the example where Doeg HaDoim was held accountable. Now, we have to understand, how did it come about? At the end of the day, Doeg HaDoim was held accountable. We have to try and understand what the Chazal show us about this. What went wrong? So this wasn't the first episode, in fact, where Doeg HaDoim is held accountable for saying Lashon Hara. In fact, earlier, we find that Shaul HaMelech, as we know, when Ribbono Shel Olam rejected Shaul HaMelech for being king, because he didn't kill Agog, which we'll see, Doeg had a role to play in that. So Shaul HaMelech, he had the Ruach Ra'ah. How we understand that? Ultimately, the Shekhinah left him, find Yaakov Avinu, and he fell into what's called Ruach Ra'ah. So his advisors told him, you should find someone who can raise your spirits. Someone who, as we know, someone who can play music, inspire you, lift your spirits. So there again, Pasuk says that one of the Avodim, which we're told, Chazal teach us, was Doeg. He tells Shaul HaMelech, I have just the person for you. And he goes and lists the attributes, the qualities of Doeg. And it says, David HaMelech, sorry, thank you. He lists the qualities of David HaMelech, which, as we shall see, they all seem really positive qualities. It says, Yudea Nagin. This was an essential requirement. He's got qualifications. He can play music. Giboy. He's a mighty warrior. It's appropriate to be by the king. Only mighty, successful people. Ishtaya. He's good looking. Novin Dovo. He's intelligent, understanding. Hashem Imoy. Hashem is with him. Tremendous qualities that Doeg is recommending about David HaMelech. Now, however, Chazal explained that beneath this, what seemed like positive, Doeg really giving a positive report about David HaMelech, we find within that there was a negative. This was considered Lashon Hara. How is that? Chazal explained that apart from obviously the partial meaning of these words, these descriptions, of course that what was most important was Davos HaMech Madrega in Torah. As we know in Nach, as we learn, people lived a life of Torah that impacted, right? It's a whole different Madrega than we are today. On one hand, they were warriors, also tremendous Gedolim in Torah. That was the Madrega that was in the Zman of Tanakh. So Chazal interpret this, Yudea Nagin, knows how to, said to sing or to play mute instruments. That means he knows how to ask good questions in Torah. Giboy, mighty. Yudea L'Hoshev, he knows how to answer. Ishmael Chama, man of war. He's in Mecham Toshal Torah, he can handle sugyas, he knows how to learn. Ish Toya, good looking. Shemar Eponim Bahalacha, he understands how to go according to Halacha. Novin Dova, again showing his amkus and learning, his ability to learn. Vashem Imoy, Vashem Imoy, Halacha Kamoise B'Kol Mokoim. Halacha is like him. Shaul, if you're hearing these descriptions, he said, you know, I've got a son, Yonason, is equal to him. So he didn't feel any sense of competition or jealousy. However, when Doeg said, Hashem Imoy, the halachas like him, the Dov of the Melech, always the halachas like him, on this, Shaul HaMelech realizes something, which he and his family in Yonason did not have this quality, the halacha kemoisai. And from that, sparked this jealousy of Shaul HaMelech felt towards David HaMelech. Chazal say, this was an example of Doeg speaking Lashon Hara, which Gemara and Erichin says, important lesson as well in Lashon Hara, that even when saying someone's praises, Gemara says even one shouldn't say praises to someone, because what a person misses out, and how one says it, and on the contrary, saying too much praises of someone can make other person jealous. Again, another important lesson we learn from Halachas to Lashon Hara, from this other episode we see by Doeg. Okay, so this is, as we see, two examples which Chazal use. Doeg was held accountable, but we do want to try and understand how could this be. And to do that, and others try and learn another important lesson from Chazal, we really have to sharpen the question. Because who was Doeg HaAdoimi? An interesting name, Doeg HaAdoimi. So the only other person I think we find who's called Adoimi apart from Edoim is David HaMelech himself, who's called Admoini. Okay, so Hashem will come back to that. Apart from Esau, I said, in Klal Yisrael, we find that David HaMelech was considered called Admoini. Okay, so here we have Adoim Admoini, David HaMelech called Admoini. So we'll see here. So let's try and understand, really, and sharpen the question about we see David Admoini being accountable for these various of Lashon Hara. Sharpen the question. We began with that Tehillim Nun base, where David HaMelech, as we said, refers to the challenge and the tefillas, when he felt challenged and threatened by Doeg HaAdoimi. And Gemara explains again, and shows us the true greatness of Doeg HaAdoimi. First of all, so the first, where we find Shmuel Chaf Aleph, where at first the Doeg HaAdoimi locked away learning Torah, Noivir HaKoyanim, it called Abir HaRoyim. Chazal explains, he's the Rosh of the Beis Din. If you find the Doeg, was the Rosh Beis Din of Shaul HaMelech, who was talking about giants of Klal Yisrael, Doeg's role, he was the Rosh of Beis Din. And then, as the Psukim explained, the Gemara explains, David HaMelech says, Aye Sofer. Where, who is this Sofer? Chazal explained, Sofer, that he would be able to count every single letter in the Torah. He knows the Chaseris, the Yuseiros. And we know that the Sofrim were part of the Mesira of Torah. Torah Shebichsav. So we see Doeg was essentially part of that Mesira, part of the Mesira of Torah, is called the Sofer. Like Ezra HaSofer. As we know, the Droshes of Chazal were based on understanding, knowing every single letter of the Torah. For us, we just open a Chumash, right? And there for us, the work was done for us. But that is thanks to the Mesira. Sofrim, who knew how to be medayik, every single word, every single letter, and we know how much Seidus of Torah and Halachas are on every single letter. So Doeg was one of those. Aye Shoichel, the Gemara goes on to say, he knew how to darshan, and he knew the Torah, he read the Torah Shvichsav in every single letter, he knew how to darish Kal V'Chomez in Sevara. Aye Shoichel. Then it goes on to say, Aye Sofer Migdolim. Here the Gemara says, as Doeg paskin 300 halachas relating to called Migdal HaPareach Ba'avir, a box tower which is floating in the air. Okay, so what does this mean? It's a bit enigmatic. So various Rashi, one of Pshat is, he knew how to dash in 300 halachas from the letter of the Lamed, the little tag, which from the top of the Lamed, if you look, it has a yud, that little little tag which is pointing downwards. He knew how to read in that 300 halachas, just in that little point of a Lamed, Migdol, and I was like a tower, a tall Lamed. One Pshat. Another Pshat, from all the halachas in Taurus, Oyolois, he could darshan. Some of Farshim explained Migdol Apriach Ba'avir. Things are really, really abstract. Can't be grounded. He had tremendous chokhmah. So like things flying in the air, not grounded. He still is able to think about things, really abstract, difficult ideas. Here we see again this tremendous greatness of Doeg. As we see, there's a Rosh Beis Din. In the time of these giants, he was the Rosh Beis Din of Shaul HaMelech. So this really sharpens the question that, if we can ask the question, to try and understand, based on Chazal, and the lesson for us is, so what happened? Okay, so to understand that, we go to Yerushalmi in Perek Chelek, brings another episode of Doeg. It says, Doeg Odom Golu BaTorah Hoya. Doeg was a great in Torah. And Bo Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael came, V'Shaalu Es David, they came to ask Shaila to David HaMelech. Now I would hazard to suggest that this happened in Noiv Ir HaKoyanim. While, as we see, Doeg was sitting learning Torah, and Noiv, David HaMelech came, I'd like to suggest, I'm seeing this clearly, this perhaps happened there. Why? Because the Shaila they asked David HaMelech is Lechem Aponim Ma'o Shi Yitche Shabbos. Can preparing the Lechem Aponim Mi Doeg HaShabbos? Why do I say it's likely possible this happened there? Because that was, David HaMelech was given to eat the Lechem Aponim. And we find the two, but they both were there at that time. It seems to start, but this was there. And David HaMelech, he answered the Shaila. Where the Lechem Aponim, preparing the Lechem Aponim,
baking it,
arranging it, is Doeg HaShabbos. And David HaMelech paskened, it's not Doeg HaShabbos. The baking it, the kneading it. Doeg was there, said, who's this coming to paskin while I'm here? I'm the Rosh Beis Din. They said, it's David ben Yishai. Miyad, the Gemara says, Holach v'nosan eitzel l'shol melech Yisrael, he advised Shol to go and kill Noiv Ir HaKoyanim. So we see this was what happened just before then. What do we see from here? We see that this bread in Doeg, seeing David HaMelech paskening this Shairosh, maybe he didn't have the answer to it. As we see, this was something with a weakness which Doeg had compared David HaMelech to Halach Kemoise v'chol Mokoyim. It's led a kinna, a jealousy in him against David HaMelech. Now, this is again another lesson and helps us understand a little bit of the context, because one can say that kinna is like the silent killer. Why? Because it colors a person's perspective. It makes a person see things he wouldn't otherwise see. Or it may say things which he wouldn't necessarily say. So in other words, even something which a person is not always conscious, it's that jealousy which is leading them to speak negative or see negative. So it's this silent killer inside the person which can lead the person to, as we said, see negative things. So, for example, the way Doeg spoke might be, as we said, MS, like the Ramban says, Anochosh Meraglim, and Doeg, they spoke the truth. But like the Meraglim, they saw things which other people might not have seen. Why? Was that jealousy inside that made them pick up on those things which other people would have ignored and not considered problems, referring to Eretz Yisrael. Here with Doeg, yes, he was saying the truth, but again, maybe that kinna is what made him utter those words, as we said, with Shaul HaMelech needed to know. Maybe he could have kept quiet. So maybe that justification, as we now have jealousy, can cloud the person's judgment. Bad midas can cloud the person's judgment, what they see and how they see and what they say. So this helps us understand that, again, as Chazal explained, the kinna which can drive a person, even obviously everyone, their madriga, to, as we said, Lashon Hara, and seeing negative, saying negative. Now, just to take it a step further and understand the context a bit better, so yes, as we said, Doeg was Avir Horoyim, Rosh Beis Din. So we understand, okay, those things that he said might have been true, but the kinna is what pushed Doeg to say those things, to notice those things. But again, Matoich Genusa, if we can say, we see really again the greatness of Doeg. Because Chazal say in last week's Sedra, Parashas Metzora, Kosher Kisha'ol Kina. Jealousy is severe like the grave. It's the lowest level, brings a person to the lowest level of Gehenna, where it says. The Medrash says something interesting. It says, Les kina elo brichimusa. Jealousy is driven by love. So, as we understand, the more a person loves something or wants something, if that's going to be taken away by him from someone else, that's going to drive the jealousy. So the more love a person has, I guess our mundane life might be more money someone else has. If something really important to a person, it's in that he's going to get jealous of someone else. He doesn't care about money, he won't be jealous of someone else that has money. So we see here in Doeg, this kina. Why? It wasn't because David HaMelech's power, it wasn't because he killed Goliath, it wasn't because he's a mighty warrior. It was because David HaMelech's mastery in Torah, which Doeg felt was superior to his own. So we see from here this jealousy, but where was it coming from? It was coming from because, as we see, that tremendous love of Torah which Doeg had. Doeg, as we find, he's on God about Torah, he's locked away, learning Torah, that was who he was. But it was that love of Torah where he felt it was someone superior to him. It did, as we find in Chazal, breed that kinah, which we said ultimately led to those, as we said, Lashon Hara, as Chazal described. So again, as we see, yeah, okay, as we have to know, you're right. It has to be balanced and understood and utilized correctly. So that's, as we see, another perspective. Now just to finish off, I'd like to suggest, because the Gemara asks in Erechin, the Gemara says in Erechin, that Limud Torah protects a person from Lashon Hara, speaking Lashon Hara. Now the question is, Doeg HaDoimi here, we see the master in Torah, the giant in Torah. How is it he was Nichshal and unfortunately considered, as Chazal do, he was one of those examples of what happens when someone speaks Lashon Hara? How could that be? So in fact, the Gemara in Chelek addresses this very question. And it says that of all the greatness that Doeg had in Torah, it was the Sofot Luchutz. His Torah was not internal, external, Sofot Luchutz. So I'd like just to suggest, Pidrush, so Drush meaning even if it's not necessarily the MS in this, but I think it has a lesson for us, what we can see. So, interesting, we can see the Pasuk in the base. David HaMelech says about, again, about Doeg, that Chesed Keil Kol Hayom. Doeg HaDoimi experienced the Chesed Rebbein Shleilem all day. Rashi explains, it refers to his, again, Gadlus in Torah. And I think what we can be medayik from here is that Doeg's Gadlus in Torah compared to David HaMelech was different. Chesed means, like by Esther, Tisachim v'Chesed v'Fonov. It sometimes refers to something Rebbein Shleilem gives a special kishrin. It's a gift. A person has a certain ability, a gift and a certain skill. Those things come from the Rebbein Shleilem. So what David HaMelech perhaps is saying about Doeg, yes, your greatness in Torah, but that's not so much due to your hard work. That was a gift the Rebbein Shleilem gave you. And in fact, Doeg, we said, why the word Doeg? Because it says, Gemara says, Rebbein Shleilem was Doeg, was worried, what's going to happen to this person? And when eventually he was Nichshal, was Doeg with Yud, Vai, Oyvei, it happened. What does that mean? That Hashem was worrying about Doeg. So again, I think Pshat perhaps is, because Doeg didn't, his greatness in Torah, it didn't really show who he really was. Since that, he had that tremendous gift of understanding Torah. How does a person really show who they are? Things nikmas b'yisurim. It's the hard work. That's what shows and proves who the person really is. So yes, Rebbein Shleilem saw Doeg, a great master in Torah. That was Chesed Keil. Hashem gave that to him as a gift. Therefore, Doeg, Hashem Kaviyachol, didn't know what's going to happen to him. Because that greatness in Torah didn't show Bipnimius. Came as a gift, as we can call it easy. David HaMelech, interestingly, we find on the contrary, various Gemaras. One is Doeg HaDoimi, he said, why HaDoimi? Read, he was Ma'adim Pnei David Bahalacha. He put to shame David HaMelech Halacha. So great was he compared. We find Gemaras in Brachas, where David HaMelech didn't care to embarrass himself in Torah, to ask questions which maybe he was embarrassed with. And he says, Edom Omid Batorah Alim King Torah Bo. Person only learns, can really get to Torah by making mistakes and building up and learning, making mistakes. That's part of, so we see David HaMelech really represents this idea, this tremendous amelus in Torah, and horving and pushing oneself in Torah. So perhaps that is what the Gemara means, Mesofa Luchutz, that it was a Torah which Doeg had as a gift. And that, therefore, didn't prove who the person really is. It wasn't with that effort which we have to make. So maybe Al Pidrush, one can say, that is, as we see what the Gemara means, yes, Torah is saves a person, that Torah has to be something a person makes that tremendous effort to come, shows, it proves who the person really is. about the doig. Al Kaponim, the Gemara says, Doisha Shuma Zayrim, doig did have a shet to Olam Haba. Why? Because perhaps at the end of the day, a very Lashon Hara is not normally something which loses Olam Haba. Essentially, what was wrong with doig was he was trying to thwart David HaMelech. As I explained, whatever Shaul, doig was behind all the advice that Shaul, when you try to chase the raid of Shaul, it was all on the advice of doig. So essentially, this was doig challenging personally David HaMelech. It says, Ma'adim Pnei David. Is Bilea the Zachuyus of David like Edoim? So this was, in a way, a challenge between Doeg, as we saw maybe because that kinner to David HaMelech. So in a way, we find that really David HaMelech davened to Hashem that he shouldn't have chelek in Olam Haba. It was David HaMelech davening. So perhaps we see Chazal showing us that Doeg himself was a great person. It was that, as we know, trying to thwart Malchus space David. Again, as Chazal explained, chelek in Olam Haba. So that was something which, in a way, you could say personal, thwarting David HaMelech, that was the shorish of the Avera. End of the day, it says, Nas Rein Zeh Lo Zeh. Hashem said, Morris says, Doeg has a share, Olam Haba, what about David HaMelech? Because they'll say they will become friends, united together. So, one of that shows us, yes, the greatness of Doeg, and the greatness, of course, brings those risks of then doing severe Lashon Hara and the consequences, but, as we said, hopefully there are definitely lessons that Chazal have given us to learn, and hope we've heard shared some of those, and so much we'll get a chizuk from this in our lives. Yeah.